Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. The Netivot Shalom writes that the menorah in the Beit HaMikdash used to radiate a light of emunah into the hearts of the Jewish people. With those lights, it was understood that Hashem was behind everything that took place in the world. And it was with those lights, which the Yevanim tried to destroy. The miracle of Hanukkah was the last one before this long galut, which we are still enduring. And it carried with it a message from Hashem to us that we must always remember. The Greeks had full control of the Beit HaMikdash. They were seeking to defile every jug of oil there, and there was no one to stop them. But Hashem had other plans. He blinded them from seeing that last jug, because from it, He was going to produce the holiday of Hanukkah to remind us that He's always with us and no one could do anything to us unless it's His will. The Nerot Hanukkah remind us that whatever is going on in our own lives is being orchestrated by Hashem. He's with us and He's helping us, although it may not always seem that way. If we take the message and internalize that Hashem is with us, it'll make our lives so much better. Sometimes Hashem gives us a wave, kaviyachol, by showing us how intimately He is involved in our day-to-day lives. A young couple who are currently living in Israel, dedicating their lives to Torah, were recently invited to eat out by relatives on Leil Shabbat. The house they were invited to was at least a 30-minute walk from where they lived, and so they decided they would take a taxi there before Shabbat. The young woman told her husband to take 40 shekel with him, as that was the regular fee to go where they were headed. Her husband then told her it could possibly cost as much as 50, and he didn't want to be stuck without enough. She said to him, 40 shekel is what it's really worth, and I have emunah. Hashem will get us a taxi for that price. This woman learns emunah on a daily basis and is constantly looking to grow in it. Her husband replied, if we had emunah, we shouldn't need to take any money, because Hashem could also get us there for free. The woman replied, you're right, but I don't think we're holding on that level yet. Let's just bring the 40 shekel, because that level we are holding on. They left their apartment and went down the block to find a taxi. The first taxi driver that came said he couldn't take them because he was going in the other direction. The second one that came also didn't want to travel in that direction. Now the time was getting late and they really needed to get to their destination. The next taxi that passed by, they flagged down and asked if he would take them to where they needed to go. The driver said, of course, and told them to get in. They then asked him how much he would charge for the ride. He replied in Hebrew, Hinam, which means free. They couldn't believe their ears. Whoever heard of a taxi driver not charging a customer? He explained that he has a custom. The last job he does before Shabbat, he does as a chesed, and this was his last ride before Shabbat. They offered to pay him when they arrived, but he wouldn't take the money. The couple said to themselves, what are the odds that out of the hundreds of taxis, we were going to get the one that would take us for free? It was so clear to them that Hashem was telling them, I heard your conversation. And yes, I could take you there for free. This gave them so much chizuk, realizing how intimately Hashem is really involved in their lives. When we look at the Nerot Hanukkah, let us try to take from that light of emunah and internalize that Hashem is always with us as well. Have a great day.